Boom. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving week. Welcome here back to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. I am Caleb, joined by Sarji as usual. He has he's coming off a day with the shits. So appreciate him being here today, but he is coming off a day with the shits. So give him a break if he doesn't have his usual energy. Did get a huge fantasy win against Chuck, 1-1 in basketball dynasty, which I think he'll take going against the God Octo. But at end of the day, you got to give him a round of applause for being here. Sarge, how you doing today, bro?
Wow, what an introduction. Great, bro. Ready to break down a slate. Hopefully, I don't shit my bed while we break this thing down.
we'll pause it if you
No,
do.
I'm kidding. They've passed. We're all good. We're ready to break this baby down. I don't have my ASRV sweatshirt.
It's okay, bro. You gotta hit Casey up.
I know.
I don't work that Casey does. All right, let's recap yesterday. Yesterday we had one play. I'm gonna continue to ride my Warriors. They were -1.5.
Yeah,
I
what
really didn't
was
thought,
that?
but I would have had it at 5.5, 6.5. They blew that out of the water again, won by 15. And I don't know about you, but I cannot wait for tomorrow. When the Warriors head into Phoenix. Before we jump into the slate itself, what do you think that line is? I mean, not even what do you think the line's gonna be? What would you make that line just for tomorrow? I wanna get on the page right now.
What I would probably make it Warriors minus 1.5.
On neutral
Maybe
or
no, in Phoenix.
yeah, I think
The problem is with the lines we've been seeing with the Warriors, I think you're gonna see Phoenix favored.
I do too. I think you're going to see Phoenix favored anywhere from 2.5 to 1.5, maybe getting a half. But I'm going to be on the Warriors again. I know Phoenix has won 16 in a row. They looked really good, but I'm telling you, it's relentless. On the offensive side, you have to withstand Curry runs. And on the defensive side, Draymond, I've just never seen a guy this absolutely locked in on defense. It's been a tough couple 2 years, but we are fully back, and I'm going to continue to ride this team all year. But 37 and 30 now, close to five, up to 5 units. It's a tricky Monday today, though. So we're going to take it easy, talk through some of these games, and hopefully catch some winners heading into Tuesday. Let's get to the first game of the day. My Philadelphia 76ers are at home hosting the Orlando Magic, 13.5-point favorites. Philly just got Joel back. Lost a tough double overtime game to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And now we're again back at the crib. It seems like a good smack 'em up spot. Again, they just lost. They were reeling without Joel. Need to get back right in the win column. But again, 13.5 is such a fat, fat ass number. We had the Pistons +12 against the Clippers, and you see it all the time. A team can be up 20 in the fourth. When you're up 20 with 5 minutes left, that's when you start to see, depending on the coach, the starters trickle out of the game. And then from there, it's 5 minutes with just, and usually that team that's losing by 20 is gonna, do their best to get it a little bit closer, and they play a little bit harder. So you've seen many times where a 20-point spread or a 20-point lead gets down to 12 or 10 late in the game when the game is really ultimately decided. So I'm gonna stay away here. I don't think you'll find me on 13.5 once this year. If you do, everything in the world will be lining up to play that, but for me, that's not
It'll
necessarily.
be Warriors minus 13.5 against like the Rockets or something.
Yeah, well, I'll take the Warriors. Yeah, but I just mean in general, it's not a spread I'm gonna look at too often.
Yeah, and the Magic have been getting slapped. Like the last six games haven't been in a single close game. You got Mo Bamba questionable, which I think is semi important in this game. It's not a huge factor, but having Mo Bamba would definitely help just in terms of having some big guys down below the rim, but for me, it's just too big of a spread. And if Orlando had been playing well, and you have a Cole Anthony in this game, sure, I think 13.5 might be a little bit too much. But with no Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs has been struggling. You just can't play this game.
I'm with you. Next game, another game that really is somewhat pointless. Like, you're gambling within the gamble if you're betting this game right now. It's seven
Yeah.
and a half, and that's going to be right in the middle, right? So if Jokic gets ruled out, it's probably going to, or gets ruled in, it's probably going to move down to 4.5, 5. If he's ruled out, this probably gets up to around 10. So their books hanging it right in the middle, depending on the Jokic news. And that's what I'm saying. Where you gotta, if you're betting it now, you're gambling, because you're getting a better line if you hit it right, if you hit the news right. you're getting a worse line if you get the news wrong, right? So if you want the Nuggets, you probably want them because you think Jokic is going to play, in which case you would maybe hit it now. If you want the Heat, right, then maybe you could argue you hit now because he might get ruled out. But if he gets in, then you can get 4.5. I don't know. It's just, again, it's a gamble within a gamble. I'm staying away.
And who knows if Jokic plays. We've been playing the guessing game for 5 straight games now where you and me have both been saying, yeah, he's definitely going to play. Oh, he's definitely not going to play. And then it's just a shit show. We really have no idea. Now you have the MPJ news where he's probably going to miss the season. Jamal's not going to be back for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if they just said, screw it. PJ Dozier towards ACL. Let's just sit Jokic again for another game. You know, I just have no idea here. So,
look, if we've liked him to play in the past just because of what we had in history, right? Like, Jokic doesn't miss games. Like, we have not seen a sustained stretch where that guy sits. It's a new time, though, and he has definitely been sitting. So, it's been almost 2 weeks now. It could turn at any point. I'm sure he wants to get out there, but I think it's in the next round.
And Jimmy Butler's questionable in this game, too. I don't know if you mentioned it, but if Jimmy Butler doesn't suit up, it's another thing. So it's like you just can't touch this game this early right now. If Jimmy Butler gets ruled in, the line's going to move as well. So it's really tough to bet at this moment in time.
Yep. All right, let's get to now a couple stretch of games that do interest me a little more. The first one, very curious to get your thoughts, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets. And you've got a couple interesting narratives coming into this one. The Houston Rockets, up until the last two games, were clearly, in my eyes, the worst team in the league. Now they're coming off 2 straight wins at home against Chicago, at home against the Hornets. Meanwhile, the Thunder have been steady, really, this whole month. They haven't been up and down, and they've had a good month in November. They've lost their last 5, but let's go break down those last 5 games. The Milwaukee Bucks covered the spread on the road. The Boston Celtics covered the spread on the road. The Atlanta Hawks covered the spread on the road. The Utah Jazz covered the spread at home. The Washington Wizards covered the spread at home. 2 of those games were out SGA. Now you get them, you know, you're usually getting them as a big dog, which you feel confident in because they play really hard. I still think this is a better team than the Houston Rockets. I do, but it's hard because – you know, you can't ignore the last 2 games from the Houston Rockets. Playing Christian Wood at the 5 is definitely his best position. They get a double overtime, huge win against the Hornets. They get a big win against the Bulls. Those are 2 quality Eastern Conference teams. This is their 3rd time playing the Thunder. I could see them winning today if they continue to play the way they have. But ultimately, the Thunder are just so much more steady to me. I think if I'm playing this, I think I still look to the Thunder here. It could be some bias because I've liked them a lot lately. But it's hard because I really don't know what version of this Rockets team we're going to get. Yeah, cool. We've seen a good version for 2 games. But it's hard. You see it in this league all the time. It's hard to sustain a good play for too long, especially when you're just a bad team overall like the Rockets are. So I don't know. I lean the Thunder here today. But where are you at on this one?
Yeah, I would lean the Thunder as well. And this is going to sound a bit ridiculous, but Garrison Matthews has actually helped this Rockets team a ton just in terms of floor spacing. Like, I watched the game on Saturday night, I believe, when they won. And Garrison Matthews was huge for them just in terms of sitting in the corner and moving off the ball and just knocking down open shots. He actually started getting a ton of respect, and it opened things up for both Christian Wood and KPJ, especially in the pick and roll, because – a lot of times when it's someone else out there like Daniel House or Tice or something, they'll just sag off and it's harder to operate in the pick and roll. But Garrison Matthews has actually been huge for them. And it might sound a bit ridiculous, but
it's not.
And I think that's why they won the last 2 games. But here I do lean OKC. I just don't trust this Rockets team. I know they look better with Christian Wood at center, but I just have a lot more confidence in this Oklahoma City Thunder team to get it done and cover 2. Even on the road, and we've talked about it before, Houston is not a place where I'm giving them 3 points just because they're the home team. There's not a whole lot of people showing up to those games, and I just don't feel an energy in the arena when I'm watching the game. So for me, I lean OKC plus 2, but I don't know if I have the love enough to play it.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you guys have Sarge's number or follow him on Twitter, make sure to let him know that I want Christian Wood. Been trying to get him really hard. Apparently, he doesn't like Christian Wood that much. So, I've been trying to snag him, but we'll see. All right, let's get to the next game. We got the Indiana Pacers, Minnesota Timberwolves. Sarge, I got a sharp angle here today. I think most people would look at this and take the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, you know, I get it, right? They're coming off a big win against Philly. They've been playing a lot better overall. It's not just the Philly game. Meanwhile, Indiana got smacked up by the Bucks, been super inconsistent. But I actually like the Pacers here today, and it's just a pure spot play. You see it a lot. An angle that I don't think many casual bettors know about is the first game back at home after a long road trip, slash just the first game back at home after any road trip. And you have this weird spot for the Timberwolves today where they were just on the road for two games. They're back at home for one game, and then they're back on the road. And that usually is a little bit of a letdown spot. It's a huge shift, right? You've been on the road, then you're back home, so it's a new environment, and then you're going back on the road again, and you've seen it plenty of times. I mean, you just date back to the last two games. I almost laid off because of it, but I was like, fuck it, the basketball side of things is too strong. Hawks were off a long road trip, came back at home, got beat by the Knicks. The Nets were off a long road trip back at home against the Suns, got beat by the Suns. Philly, even long road trip, get Joel back at home, first game back, get beat by the T-Wolves. We saw the Bulls long road trip, get back at home, lose to the Pacers. So that's just a spot that I think gets overlooked. Pacers got smacked up last night. This is also the T-Wolves' third game in four nights. It's just hard. It's just a mental spot where you come back home. I like the Pacers today purely because of the spot. I think the Timberwolves are the better team. So I get why people are a little surprised at this line. And, you know, that even more so, the kind of makes me feel more confident because the books see it too. I think the books know the Timberwolves are better than the Pacers, but this spot is something that we've seen hold a lot of value in the past. So I'm looking at the Pacers, and I think they outright win this after getting smacked up last night heading into Minnesota today. But how are you viewing this thing?
Do you have this locked in? Are you playing it for sure?
No. I am most likely playing this, but I haven't locked it in.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared of the line. I think Minnesota's been playing well. Vanderbilt in the lineup's helped a bit. I think he'll be nice just in terms of Indy's big. So some more big bodies to throw out these two guys down low. But it's just everything you said, you know a lot more in terms of, like, you know, home teams coming home after a road trip. I'm just more looking at it from a basketball standpoint.
Yeah.
And it scares me a bit. I think the line is pretty spot on. I would make it Minnesota -3. So if anything, there's a half a point of value on Minnesota in my eyes. Yeah. But I don't think I have the balls to bet it just because I don't think there's enough value. And Indiana's going to be coming in hot after losing to Milwaukee. So it's just not a spot I want to bet at this point. I just think the line is pretty spot on. If anything, half a point of value on Minnesota. But you can also look at it too and say D'Angelo Russell has been on an absolute tear. Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards have been shooting extremely efficient from the field in the last couple of games, and it's bound to regress. So if there is a spot, like you said, this is the spot that you want to hit, I definitely understand it. And Minnesota's due for some negative or for just some regression in this game.
Damn. Yeah, no, I'm completely with you. Kemba Walker, news just broke, will be out of the rotation moving forward. Tibbs pulled the plug on Kemba Walker.
Stop it.
PJ is down bad. He does have Alec Burks. I'm going to pull a Sarge. It just got posted, but I'm posting it again in chat. Yes, Kemba Walker going to be out of the rotation moving forward. All right, let's get to the next game. The Charlotte Hornets heading into Chicago. I like the Hornets +5.5 today. I really do. I think there is not that much of a difference between the Hornets and the Bulls. There's no spot here that makes me think, oh, I'll lean here or lean there. I'm just looking straight on the basketball court today. Hornets coming off a double overtime loss to the Rockets. I think they'll be fired up, ready to go. Chicago Bulls coming off a loss to the Heat, but it was a close game. I don't think it was a letdown spot. I expect to see both these teams' best efforts today, and I think when both these teams are playing their best ball, there's not really much of a difference at all. I think you could argue maybe the Bulls 1 point better. But I think you can make a very solid argument. It's a pick 'em between these two. I really do. But Hornets have had one of the toughest schedules in the league, still standing tall out there in the East. They had a weird stretch on the road, about 2-3 weeks ago where they lost 4 or 5 games. But again, that'll happen to some young teams, and maybe it happens again. But I like the chances that they hang in there. And again, you never know what happens at the end of the game with the foul game. But I do like the Hornets getting 5.5 today. I'm not sure if I'm going to play it, but that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I love this. This is my favorite line for sure. I love Hornets plus 5.5. I just think Terry Rozier is coming to his own too. Terry Rozier is playing really well. Some of the stretches at the beginning of the year where Charlotte was struggling, Terry Rozier was not playing in those games. Or if he was, he was on a minutes restriction. So they're really deep at this point. The Charlotte Hornets are outside of the center position.
And a lot of options. Gordon Hayward's almost like the fourth option.
Shut your ass up. But legitimately, they're playing Caleb Martin or Cody Martin, whichever one it is. They're playing a bunch of – like, Ish Smith not even playing anymore because they have so many dudes, Kelly Oubre, that can contribute off the bench. And it makes them really dangerous. They're on a complete hot tear right now. Like, they are winning almost every game they play. I think this line should be at 4. I think Chicago should be favored by 4. So, in my eyes, 1.5 almost of value here for Charlotte. So, I really like this this game. I think LaMelo has been ridiculous, too. I was watching the last game, and the guy was – he's playing with zero fear and just no conscience. He's dribbling up the court in transition and just firing 5 foot – he's 5 feet behind the three-point line in transition, just firing and banging threes. I'm like, this dude is just dangerous right now. So –
I love that you brought that up. That's half the battle is the mental side of things. And obviously, we can look sometimes. And that's why I don't get mad at Chuckers. I don't. I mean, I do. But so the guys who are capable is like you have to almost like just let your mind be free in order to make shots in this league. You can't think about, oh, is this like the optimal shot? And LaMelo is a perfect example of, hey, be free. It's going to lead to some turnovers and some bad shots at times. Well, ultimately, I think it leads to more good than it does bad. And I'm with you. I think the Hornets hang in a really close game in Chicago that goes down to the wire personally. But it's a tough card. These 5.5 spots where it's like maybe it should be 3.5 are super tough for me because it's, again, man, like it could be tied with 2 minutes left. The Bulls just close out strong and they cover 5.5, But I do like 5.5 a lot more than even like 5 or 4.5. I think it's a difference. And I think it easily, I think the books easily could have opened it at 4.5 and I would have been off it. But 5.5, it calls my name a little bit.
I think it's going to get – I think that line gets smaller and smaller. I think some sharps hit Charlotte in this game. What do you think? Like closer to lock, I bet you see this line at 4.5, maybe 5.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, there's no like – from an angle, because again, I have to look at it from the basketball standpoint, which I still think is the most important standpoint, but also the angle standpoint. There's nothing from an angle standpoint that to me points to either of these sides. So I think if you're a sharp, I think you like the Hornets today. Let me pull it up. As of right now, the Bulls have 69% of the bets, but it opened at 6.5 and is down to 5.5. So I don't know. I really don't know. I'm interested to see Minnesota. We got 60% of the bets. Rockets, Thunder, it's dead even. Heat, we got 75% of the bets. Magic actually getting 59% of the bets today on that huge number. I almost like the Sixers a little bit more because of that. But all right, you want to get to the next game, the Cavs and the Mavs. Cavs, one of my favorite teams in the league right now. They've been an absolute cover machine to this point, coming off another cover where they smacked up the Magic at home. Now they head into Dallas. Dallas coming off a loss against the Wizards. You're seeing essentially the same line. Jalen Brunson is back today. I do think on it, I know this Cavs team has been a cover machine. I do feel like this line might be a little bit short, especially with Brunson returning today and the Mavs coming off a home loss. Again, I believe that was their first game back at home after a long road trip where they finished up in LA. You always not always, but oftentimes you see that first game back at home can lead to some issues, and it did against the Wizards. They went outright, so you're getting them now off a loss with Jalen Brunson returning. They've lost four out of their last five. They know they got to get going again. It's a beatable team that they are better than. Again, the Cavs muck it up. They're a cover machine because they usually get a decently large number, and it's a slow-paced game, and they really grind things out. But the Mavs are they're not like the Jazz or the Warriors in that they blow teams out as often, but they have some of that in them where when they bring their best stuff, oh, my God, Tim Hardaway can't miss, Luka can't miss, KP can't miss, Jalen Brunson can't miss, and the next thing you know, they're up 20 in the fourth. So I think I lean the Mavs here today. I don't think I'm going to play it because, again, I've seen this Cavs team many, many, many times now hang in there, but I think today I do lean the Mavs.
Yeah, I was going back and forth on this earlier. Like, at first, I was like, I kind of like the Cavs just because they play this slow, ugly brand of basketball and seem to stay in every game they play. But on the other side, the Mavs are due for a game here where Luka gets hot and you see finally Luka have this breakout. I know he had a triple-double, I don't know, three games ago where he looked really good, but he's due for a blow-up game where he scores 40 points and they absolutely smash someone. So this is a great spot with Jalen Brunson coming back for the Mavs. I love this Cavs team, and I just can't bet it either way, I think. I've really gone back and forth on both sides of this, and I can understand why you would like either side as a better. But for me, I just – because of that, I don't really want to bet it. Because yeah. I really see this game – it can go – 50% of the time I see it going either way, which, I mean, it should. But, like, I just think it's spot on in terms of 6.5. Right. I think it's a great line.
When you have legitimate – you know, reasons on both sides, that's generally a good sign that you should just stay away.
Yeah.
And that is what I'll be doing. I will not be betting this game. Let's get to another game where I think the line is pretty damn razor sharp. You see a lot of these now where you get the Spurs against decent teams at home and you give them 3.5, you give them 4 and just expect it to be a tight game. And you see, hey, can the better team just barely close them out? Last game, the Boston Celtics did their best, and the Spurs pulled out an outright win. The Spurs actually dominated early on. Boston brought it all the way back and was leading late, but the Spurs pulled it out again in front of their home crowd. I mean, you see a similar line today, and I think you could see a similar game. I think this game goes down to the wire. The Wizards are absolutely a better team, but it's not by a ridiculous margin. I mean, you just saw this Wizards team. They go into OKC 1-2. They were up 8 with like 7-6 minutes left. I just think you see a similar thing where, okay, the Wizards are up 5, anywhere from 5-6 late in that game. Do they close it out or do the Spurs make it, one possession, get into the foul game late? I don't know. I think this is a razor sharp line. It lands right around 3-5. I tend to just lean the home teams here. Because again, it's not a huge difference, and then the Spurs get that home crowd to just kind of carry him. And DeJounte really is that dude. Like, I think he gets slept on a lot. DeJounte is really, really that dude. I know he doesn't have an elite jumper, but he's really good at pulling up in the mid range. He's so long, he can get downhill and step through and finish around guys. He's a great on ball defender, and he's doing his very best to lead that team. So I don't know about you, I do think it's a razor sharp line. And that's where I'm at on this one.
Yeah, I agree. And you got McDermott and Vassell questionable for the Spurs still. It doesn't do a whole lot for me in terms of where I think the line should be. It helps Washington a bit, but yeah, razor sharp line, kind of a stay away for me right now.
Yep. All right, let's get to the last two games of the day. I'm peeking at this one. Jazz hosting the Blazers. Jazz getting 7.5. Blazers, again, they continue to be the worst team on the road. 1-9 against the spread on the road. But they continue to get respect. I don't know if it's the books just respecting Dame and CJ. I don't know if it's the books thinking, all right, they've been so bad, it's got to turn around. But 7.5 seems short here. This is a Jazz team that's gotten 13-point spreads against the Pelicans. Like, I remember they were getting 10 against the Sixers, you know, or 12 against the Sixers, 10 against the Pacers. Like, they've gotten these ridiculously large spreads, and they come down to 7.5 here today. I know they smacked up the Pelicans last game. I know, like, I've been talking about it a lot. I know they haven't been as dominant at home here. But 7.5 just seems short here today. I don't know if the books are predicting something that we can't see. I don't know if I'm missing something. But I have confidence in that, you know, they just had the Blazers as 6-point dogs against the Warriors. So maybe they just have a god-awful read on this Blazers team. And I'm willing to continue to fade this Blazers team on the road. Give me a Jazz team that when they get going, they double-digit teams all the time. And I don't think it's, you know, crazy to think all that much different in a game against the Blazers today.
Yeah, I would have thought this line would have been at like 8.5, to be honest. That's what I was guessing yesterday, because when Royce sent in the chat that he was on, he was interested in Jazz minus 7 or 7.5, whatever it was. I was like, yeah, that just seems like a point short. It really does. And it still does even today. Even DraftKings Sportsbook, it's at 7. So if you're able to get 7, I love 7. Like, that's just too short of a number. Like I said, I think this line should be at 8.5. I don't know what is going on with the books in Portland. What was the spread on that Warriors game? Was it
6?
Yeah. And how do you give – I don't know. How do you make that Warriors line 6.5 and then you give the Jazz 7? It's just – this Portland team is getting ridiculous lines with the books, and I don't fully understand it. I don't know. Maybe it's because the Jazz are 13-7 and the record looks bad, but
dude, the books aren't no dummies though. Like, I don't get it. I don't. Norman Powell's out, right? Like, that's just,
yeah.
He'd probably have been on Spida. Like, good luck with Dame or CJ on Spida. I know Royce O'Neal's questionable, but like, what are we doing here? What are we
even
doing?
If Royce O'Neal doesn't play, you have Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson for just more minutes. So
yeah, I don't understand it, bro. I really don't. I probably am going to be on the Jazz today. It just feels – this is the game we play where there's sometimes, you know, we feel like there's a line so off that we don't play it because we think something's fishy's up. But, you know, with the Warriors, they're a good case that sometimes the books are just off. We had the Warriors minus 1.5 yesterday against the Clippers. They were 6.5 against the Blazers. Sometimes the line is just off, and I think today might be one of those cases. I like the Jazz to go get another double-digit win. This team just – it doesn't transfer well to the road. They don't. They have one cover on the road, one win on the road. It was against the Houston Rockets. I don't get it. I don't get it. I know it's a decently large number, but give me the Jazz here today. I think that Hornets and Pacers and Thunder are my biggest leans today. I just got to narrow it all down. Let's get to the last game of the day. Another line I think is razor sharp. I wanted to grab it at 9. I was seeing rumors that it was going to come out at 9. I was going to go ahead and get on the Pelicans today. It's now at 7, and I still think I like the Pelicans, but the one thing that keeps me off of this is the Clippers, one, off a loss against the Warriors, right? So they're off a loss, and two, they got waxed, and it was really a collapse of a game in New Orleans just a week ago. They actually lost in New Orleans outright as a favorite. So you know there's some revenge on their mind. They're also off a loss. They also play a lot better at home. And so that, I think, is enough to keep me off this. But I really don't think the Pelicans are that bad. I really think they're a pretty decent team. I know the record's 5-17 or whatever it is. It's not pretty, but they've missed Brandon Ingram for a lot of those games. They've missed Devontae Graham for a lot of those games. They've missed Zion Williamson, obviously, for all of those games. I think this is a spot where they hang in there for most of it. It's just like, all right, do the Clippers go on a third or fourth quarter run that puts it out? And again, the Clippers will have revenge on their mind after taking an L to them. And they're also off a loss. So I think there's enough conflicting factors here for me to just stay off this game.
Yeah.
But I think basketball-wise, I don't think there's a huge, huge difference. I'd lean the Pelicans plus 7.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I don't really want to play this game. Pelicans are tough, too, because they've looked good as of late. Like, not necessarily good, but like a serviceable NBA team. I don't think that the Clippers are as good as we thought they were. I think the Clippers are more of a middling team as well. And now the Pelicans are kind of up towards being a middling team as well. So I think this line is really sharp, and I don't really want to play it because I see this game from both sides, like I said before. And yeah, Pelicans are healthy outside of Zion. Clippers are going to be missing Nick Batum. So I agree. Slight edge, depending on the number, to the Pelicans. But for me, I'm going to stay away from this game.
This is a game where I would look at the under, too. I'm not really a totals guy. That's not my strength by any means. But the Clippers are a really good defensive team. Saw it last night. They did their best against a really, again, one or two best offense in the league in the Warriors. They held them to 44 in the first half. This Pelicans team is nowhere near that offensively. So, Clippers play slow, too. Pelicans play pretty slow right now. I'd lean the under 211 here for sure. But, again, total's just not really my strength. But let's recap before we head out. I've got the heavy lean to the Thunder. I've got a lean to the Pacers plus 2.5. I've got a lean to the Hornets plus 5.5. And I've got a lean to the Jazz minus 7.5. Four leans. You don't generally see me play four games, so we'll see. But that is where my head is at on this Monday. What about you, bro?
I got a significant lean on the Hornets. Wow, I just refreshed, and Hornets are up to 6 on DraftKings. So they went from 5.5. To 6 now, so even bigger lean for me on the Hornets. If you can get it at 6, that's beautiful, beautiful in my eyes. Really like that. A little baby lean on Oklahoma City plus 2, and then I do lean Jazz minus 7.5. I just think the line's too short. If you can get it at 7, it's a beautiful line as well. So 3 leans for me today, and there's some sharp lines as well. So be careful out there.
Yep. We, as usual, guys, we will be back tomorrow. Let me pull it ahead again. Regardless of how many games, we've got Suns, Warriors, so I will be so, so excited for that. We got 5 games, which is better. Sometimes we get Tuesdays with 3 games. Knicks, Nets should be fun. Grizzlies, Raptors should be fun. Warriors, Suns, even Pistons, Blazers, I'll be tuned in for that. And then the Lakers and Kings get a rematch in Sacramento. So should be a fun slate tomorrow. Thank you guys all for joining us as usual. Best of luck to whatever you play. And Sarge and I will be back here ready to go tomorrow. Get well, Sarge.
Peace.
Peace.